So, thank you for being here tonight and for joining us in song. We're having a song service about Christ's passion, his resurrection, and our hope for a life eternal. And just want to make a brief comment about the word passion. The idea is that it's his suffering. We don't always associate passion with suffering, but that's what the word, the root word is. It's talking about suffering for a cause. And the cause was us, and that's why we're studying about it tonight. We'll have a kind of a lengthy scripture reading of the crucifixion from Mark's account of the gospel. Alex will be reading that for us, and we'll have three songs, and then we'll move on into the rest of the service.
If you'd like to follow along, I'll be reading Mark 15, verses 16 through 39. And the soldiers took him away into the palace, that is the praetorium, and they called together the whole Roman cohort. And they dressed him up in purple, and after weaving a crown of thorns, they put it on him. And they began to acclaim him, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they kept beating his head with a reed and spitting at him and kneeling and bowing before him. And after they had mocked him, they took the purple off him and put his garments on him, and they led him out to crucify him. And they pressed into service a passerby coming from the country, Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to bear his cross. And they brought him to the place Golgotha, which is translated place of skulls. And they tried to give him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided up his garments among themselves, casting lots for them to decide what each should take. And it was the third hour when they crucified him. And the inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And they crucified two robbers with him, one on his right and one on his left. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, "And he was numbered with transgressors." And those passing by were hurling abuse at him, wagging their heads and saying, "Ha! You who are going to destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." In the same way, the chief priests also, along with the scribes, were mocking him among themselves and saying, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. Let this Christ, the King of Israel, now come down from the cross so that we may see and believe." And those who were crucified with him were casting the same insults at him. And when the sixth hour had come, darkness fell over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which is translated, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And when some of the bystanders heard it, they began saying, "Behold, he's calling for Elijah." And someone ran and filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a reed, and gave him a drink, saying, "Let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down." And Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last. And the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion, who was standing right in front of him, saw the way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly, this man was the Son of God."
Oh. If you're using the songbook, the next song will be number 484. 484, O Sacred Head.
No, no, mi, so, mi, mi, la. O Sacred Head, now wounded with grief and shame weighed down, now scornfully surrounded with thorns thine only crown, how art thou pale with anguish, with sore abuse and scorn? How does that visage languish, which once was bright as morn? What thou, my Lord, hast suffered was all for sinners' gain. My mind was the transgression, but thine the deadly pain. Lo, here I fall, my Savior, 'tis I deserve thy place. Look on me with thy favor, vouchsafe to me thy grace. What language shall I borrow to thank thee, dearest friend, for this thy dying sorrow, thy pity without end? O, make me thine forever, and should I fainting be, Lord, let me never, never outlive my love to
We'll be reading from Acts chapter 2, verses 22 through 36. Men of Israel, listen to these words. Jesus the Nazarene, a man attested to you by God with miracles and wonders and signs which God performed through him in your midst, just as you yourselves know. This man, delivered up by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God, you nailed to the cross by the hands of godless men and put him to death. And God raised him up again, putting an end to the agony of death, since it was impossible for him to be held in its power. For David says of him, I was always beholding the Lord in my presence, for he is at my right hand that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad and my tongue exulted. Moreover, my flesh also will abide in hope, because thou wilt not abandon my soul to Hades, nor allow thy Holy One to undergo decay. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou wilt make me full of gladness with thy presence. Brethren, I may confidently say to you regarding the patriarch David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. And so, because he was a prophet, he knew that God had sworn to him with an oath to seat one of his descendants upon his throne. He looked ahead and spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that he was neither abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh suffer decay. This Jesus God raised up again, to which we are all witnesses. Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured forth this which you both see and hear. For it was not David who ascended into heaven, but he himself says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make thine enemies a footstool for thy feet. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified.
In the book, it's number 967, number 967, Our God Reigns. It's written in 4:4, but I'm going to lead it in 2. Do, so, mi, do, mi. How lovely on the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news. Good news, announcing peace, proclaiming news of happiness. Our God reigns, 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 our God reigns. He had no stately form, he had no majesty that we should be drawn to him. He was despised, and we took no account of him. Yet now he reigns with the Most High. Our God reigns, our God reigns, our God reigns, our God reigns. Out of the tomb he came with grace and majesty. He is alive, he is alive. God loves us so, and here his hands, his feet, his side. Yes, we know he is alive. Our God reigns, our God reigns, our God reigns, our God reigns.
next song is number 695 out of the book, 695. This is the day the Lord hath made. When we get into it, you'll know the tune.
Do, mi, do. This is the day the Lord hath made. He calls the hours his own. Let him rejoice, let earth be glad, and praise around the throne. Today he rose and left the dead, and Satan's empire fell. Today the saints his triumph spread, and all his wonders tell. Hosanna to the anointed King, to David's holy Son. Help us, O Lord, descend and bring salvation from thy throne. Blessed be the Lord who comes to men with messages of grace, who comes in God, his Father's name, to save our sinful race.
Next song will be number 951, 951 Majesty. After we sing the song, we'll be led in another word of prayer. Number 951. We're going to sing this through twice.
Do, so, mi, so, do. Majesty, worship his majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise. Majesty, kingdom authority, flow from his throne unto his own, his anthem raise. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, worship his majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Majesty, worship his majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise. Majesty, kingdom authority, flow from his throne unto his own, his anthem raise. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify, Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, worship his majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings.
Please bow with me. Our Heavenly Father, all glory, dominion, and honor are yours. How awesome and wonderful you are, and we're thankful for how richly you've blessed us. We're thankful for this assembly, for the church that we have, and all the wonderful people we have meeting together to honor you. We thank you for your Son and for his sacrifice and for the forgiveness of sins which we are allowed through it. And we're thankful for your plan of redemption and that you offer us salvation even though we don't deserve it. We ask that you help us to honor you with our lives, to honor you with all of our heart as we sing to you tonight, and to just to seek you first and to remain strong in you, to have all of our trust in you and to know that you're taking care of us. We're thankful that we are able to be your children, that you've offered that to us, and we ask your help with the struggles that we face while we're here on earth. We ask that you help those who are ill, that you might offer healing to those who need it. We ask that you help those who are in need of financial assistance. We ask that you just help us to stay strong in you and to keep our faith in you strong. Help us to seek you first and to honor you and glorify you in everything that we do. We praise these things, pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The next song will be number 252. Oh, there's a reading first, so I'll let that happen.
We'll be reading from the end of 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and beginning in verse 50. Now I say this, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable must put on the imperishable, and this mortal shall put on immortality. And when this perishable will have put on the imperishable, and this mortal will have put on immortality, then will come about the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord.
If you're reading out of the songbook, it's number 252 in the blue book. I am a poor and wayfaring stranger. La do mi do la.
am a poor wayfaring stranger, while traveling through this world of woe. Yet there's no sickness, toil, nor danger in that world to which I go. I'm going there to see my Father. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over home. I know dark clouds will gather round me. I know my way is rough and steep, but golden fields lie out before me, where God's redeemed shall ever sleep. I'm going there to see my Father. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm going over Jordan. I'm only going over home. I'll soon be free from every trial. My body sleep in the churchyard. I'll drop the cross of self-denial and enter on my great reward. I'm going there to see my Father. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm going over Jordan. I'm only going over home.
Then turn to number 95. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, number 95.
Do mi so mi, days are lit, sorrow and care, hearts are lonely and drear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Jesus is very near. Cast your care on Jesus today. Leave your worry and fear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Troubled soul, the Savior can see every heartache and tear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near.
Because he lives, and I don't know what the number is because my page is over there on the seat. Do, so, mi, so, do, so. God sent his Son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know and life is worth the living just because he lives. How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance this child can face uncertain days, because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, oh, he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. And then one day I'll cross that river. I'll fight life's final war with pain. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory, and I'll know he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, oh, he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. Thought I was done. Do so. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
I do love these singing evenings, especially some of the songs that were led tonight. I think not just how meaningful they are to us, but how dangerous they are to us as well. When Michael, I think, was leading in that last chorus, said, "Help me not to outlive my love for thee." That's a dangerous prayer. It is a wonderful thought. The first one or second one that Steve led will relate to the invitation song tonight that I kind of asked Lee to lead, and it may be different than some of you older folks may know it. Some of you musically inclined will have heard it before. It's not in any of our books. It'll only be on the screen, I believe. But it relates to what I want to talk with you about for just a little bit tonight. We, Nita and I, took a trip, a cruise a year or two ago to Alaska. And in the third port, which I think was Skagway, where the Alaskan Gold Rush kind of started and went over the mountain into wherever they went to, into Canada, the Yukon Territory, I guess. A wonderful experience, great adventure for us, but you can pan for gold up there. The Klondike River runs down through that little town. It's not even a city, it's just a little town. And Nita wanted to pan for gold. Well, you go through an old gold mine and the river's there, and it is ice cold. I mean, it's just melted not far upstream and drifts down. And after you've seen all the artifacts and the old mine and the way they did things originally, you can pan for gold, and they give you a pan. And I will tell you, it is seeded with gold. There are little gold flakes down in there, and they warm the water so you don't freeze your hands, and you may want to come back at some later day and do it again. But you slosh water around in this pan, and the difficult part is to slosh it hard enough because you know there's gold in there, and you don't want to lose any of it, so you're real gentle, and the gravel and everything just stays in there, and the guy shows you again. No, you got to slosh it real hard because gold is heavy, and it sinks to the bottom, and everything else washes out over the lip, and sure enough, after so long, you get just a few little gold flakes down in there. And I will tell you that I spent $35 for her to do that, and she got $10 worth of gold flakes. Not a good bargain. And it's not over yet because you go inside, and they will sell you for another $15 a little bitty plastic container that's black, that's lined with black felt, and they put the little gold flakes on there. So for about $50 or $60, you get $10 worth of gold and a little plastic box worth 50 cents. But I was thinking about that, and I think that's the danger of the world to us. Because to get to the real gold, you have to slosh a lot of trash out of your life. And I was reading through the book of Luke and just impressed with how many times Jesus said something that's very similar in Luke, the 16th chapter. There is the story of the rich man and Lazarus. Well, what's really important in life, of course, is to hoard everything you have. I have crumbs left on my table, but he's not getting any of them. And there is the story of the rich ruler who fell prey to the same problem in life. I have everything, enough for my lifetime and more, and I won't share with anybody. I will store it all up. And that night his soul was required of him, and he was not rich toward God. And there's just story after story in the book of Luke and in other gospels about that problem we have in life of failure to get rid of the trash so we can finally get to the treasure. I try to walk some every morning, an hour or so, long about daylight. I was out this past week, and the yellow was just kind of floating around everywhere. You don't know if this is healthy or not, but I need to keep my blood flowing and all of that. So I'm walking along thinking, okay, it was one of those muggy days, and the pollen is just everywhere, and it's going to get in my eyes, and I'm going to get congested again. And I walked by a house, and there was just a beautiful aroma of a flower. Now, I get a little whiff here and there, but I walked by this one house, and there it is, just a green bush that this time of year has a little flower on it. And most of the year, it's not worth a whole lot, but that day, it was priceless. If you stop and think, okay, I've got to stop thinking about the pollen and about the traffic and the leaf blowers that are everywhere and enjoy this fragrance that God provided for me. And I think sometimes we miss so much in life. The smile of a young child when they get excited to see you. The tears sometimes of children that can be every bit as precious as their smiles. The joy of being in one another's company. There are so many rich blessings that we have in life that we overlook because we're afraid to turn loose of some of the trash that floats through our life. And let us not do that. Let's be careful to observe the basic principles, I think, that God has provided for us. To love one another, to love God above all things, to enjoy this world, but not let it get the best of us. And I think that's a tremendous challenge that, by the way, is embraced in this song that Lee is going to lead. So if you're here and you're not a Christian, I want you to overlook the triviality of life and embrace the Savior who is priceless indeed. If you need to come, would you do so now?
Men strive for the wealth of this wide wicked world. They seek after honor and fame. So lavishly sporting their diamonds and pearls, they put the dear Savior to shame. I'd rather live in that bright city. Oh no, there's silver and gold. I'd rather have Jesus my Savior than a palace to hold. I'd rather be just a poor beggar, live in a shack by the road, than here to own all of earth's treasure, with no title to a future abode. They seem not to know that their treasures will rust, and thieves often break and steal. Contented with pleasure, they follow their lust, with sorrow their destiny seal. I'd rather live in that bright city, on earth's silver and gold. I'd rather have Jesus my Savior than
of palace to hold. I'd rather be just a poor beggar, live in a shack by the road, than here to own all of Earth's treasures, with no title to a future abode. What profit is found in Earth's silver and gold? How sad at the close of life's day, if for the exchange one must lose their own soul, for heaven's door be turned away. I'd rather live in that bright city, own Earth's silver and gold. I'd rather have Jesus my Savior than a palace to hold. I'd rather be just a poor beggar, live in a shack by the road, than here to own all of Earth's treasures, with no title to a future abode.
Please be seated.